So this is talking with Professor Ginsberg at Grenoble on 30th August 76.
Yes.
So now, can you tell me...
It works already, yes?
Yes, it's going.
All right.
Can you tell me what your training was and then how you got involved in radio astronomy?
Yes, I would tell. I was finished Moscow University Physical Faculty in 1938. And in fact, possible few words. You have enough tape, it is not.
Oh, I got plenty of tape, yes.
So I would say a few words.
Yes.
That I finished just as an optic, and I was my work as a student was some cosmic research, not cosmic ray, Kanalenstrahlen, it is in German. It is some emission in the electric discharge, etc. Not interesting at the moment. But just after finishing university, it happens that I changed it to theoretical physics.
I see.
And I was my supervisor, not officially, but in fact was professor Tam,
mm-hmm.
who is Nobel laureate for the Cherenkov radiation
right.
explanation. And afterwards, I was also very close by also the late, unfortunately, Professor Landau.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my, so to say, background.
Right.
So till the beginning of the war, I was working in elementary particle physics and electrodynamics, quantum theory of Cherenkov effect in crystals, particles with higher spin, etc. When the war begins, last war, our institute, so I finished Moscow University in 1938, as I mentioned.
Right.
2 years I was aspirant, it's called in Russia, it is something like pre-doctoral in
right,
United
right.
States, and I done my PhD thesis, is called in Russia candidate degree.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the same as PhD, it is several
right.
papers, exams, etc. And I defended it in 1940.
And what was the topic of that?
The topic was several questions of quantum electrodynamics.
Oh, I see.
With some additions, just what I mentioned. And I become, you see, we in Russia have 2 degrees. It is candidate, it is PhD, and we have also doctor science.
I see.
Which is needed to be professor, you need to be doctor science. And at that years, it was a special also such a stipendium, how to say, for such allowances for preparing the second degree. And I came in 1940 to the Pan-Lebedev Physical Institute of Academy of Science, when I still now, so no change in my biography wouldn't take many time.
I see.
And I begin like this doctorant, it's called in Russian, it is to prepare the second degree.
Right.
And I was in the beginning working, proceed my work in elementary particles. And to finish with this, I defended in 42, in wartime, the second dissertation of elementary particles. And it is other part of the story. But when the war begins, and we were waiting for, how it called, to take to the troops, how you call it?
To be drafted.
To be drafted, yeah.
Right.
I was waiting to be drafted, and
right.
only by chance was drafted. In fact, I was drafted, but afterwards, Academy was evacuated to Kazan. It is not important now. But in any case, when the war begins, of course, I was not satisfied to doing these elementary particles. And I, all our group in Pan-Lebedev Physical Institute, asked for other people who was nearer to something more real,
mm-hmm.
than elementary particle, to advise what to do to help
right.
for defense.
Right.
And quite by chance, one man advised me to work in radio wave propagation in the ionosphere. It is, in fact, beginning of our story, because
right.
just that is why I was involved in all these things. And I begin to work in radio wave propagation in ionosphere. My first paper was about the reflection of radio wave train from the ionosphere, for Heaviside.
I see.
And now a few words about formal way. So, well, during the war, I all the time was doing partly also elementary physics, but my war effort, so to
right.
say, and
right.
what I was doing, it was radio wave propagation in ionosphere.
Right.
My friend was working on propagation near the surface of the Earth.
This was for radio communications.
Yes, but I was working in radio wave propagation. Work and work. I would afterwards come back, but now I would like to finish this way. Right. I worked, and in 1945, when an atomic bomb explodes and the war ended, I was. It was organized a new radio physical faculty in Gorky. It is 400 kilometers near Moscow.
Right.
And I was a young doctor science. It is in. I was the youngest, by the way, in Russia. Something like this. But it was something in Russia, and it gives you possibility to have a professorship. But in Moscow, it was not possible, and I was invited to this Gorky. So I was many years visiting professor of Gorky University. In fact, I have a chair of radio wave propagation, and having this chair, I prepared a book on radio wave propagation in the ionosphere. Afterwards, this book, in fact, was published several times, and I finished the story mentioning, here I wrote you, Propagation of Electric Waves in Plasma, Pergamon Press, 97. It is second edition, which is better than my Russian book, because the translator was Sykes, who translated Landau books, and also co-translator was Professor Roger Taylor from Sussex University.
Right.
And they they mentioned many mistakes, etc.
Oh, yes.
So, why I'm mentioning this? Because here you would found all the references, everything till 1970
right.
in radio wave propagation, and also about radio emission of the sun.
Right.
To what topic I would come back.
And it is
the best source.
And you began working on this during the war, is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, I began to work this in 1941.
Right. When was the first Russian edition?
First Russian, 47, but the title was other. It is titled Propagation of Radio Waves in Ionosphere, something. But you would have here all the references.
Right.
This Sykes was very accurate. He gave a good reference list.
Good.
So it is best source for everything connected to radio wave propagation and the sun. It is the best source.
Right.
That is why I mentioned.
Now,
all right.
Let me ask about during the wartime.
Yes.
Was there any radar research done in Russia during the war?
Yes, but I have no connection with it. I was connected with the late Professor Popoleksy. It was in Russia. It is important for you because I will tell this story.